When I was on the road to becoming a Christian, I started attending church regularly and began learning more about exactly what it meant. And there were a lot of things that I struggled with. There was much that I needed to change in what I was doing if I was to really accept Christ in my life. Thankfully, there were people around who were able to help me out, help me to start piecing the picture together better, and give me an understanding of what was going on. There were other Christians who were willing to meet with me to fulfill my needs as a new Christian. So what is fellowship? Christians meeting together as Christians in its various forms. It could be church on Sunday, Bible study, prayer group, or even informally. So why should we be fellowshipping together? If we review the verses we have just read, so let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. To spur one another on and encourage each other, we should be meeting together to encourage one another. It's important for us as Christians to be meeting together. If there is a warning in the verses about making not meeting a habit, then we should be making meeting together our habit. We are Christians together. It's together that we can live a life that's worthy of the gospel. We get an idea of this from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 12. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. And again in verse 20, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. We are the body, and each one of us is a different part with our own role to play, and all the parts need to be working together as one to be able to fulfill our potential. If we are to meet together to spur one another on in love and good works, what does this look like? So from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 13, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. This all becomes a lot easier when we are getting together as Christians. We can honour and be devoted to one another. We can pray together. We can know which one of our brothers and sisters are in need. And this might not always be easy. It may require us to go outside our own comfort zone. We may need to speak to people we don't know well or don't appear to have much in common with socially. We may need to resist delighting in what God says is evil, even if the world considers it entertaining. We may be required to put another person's need ahead of our own. Fellowship can't be sought just to meet our own needs. Fellowship is to love and serve each other. And we may need to sacrifice our time. Now, I'm sure that many of you have the same problem as me. You're pretty busy with life, which makes finding time to meet up with anyone difficult. I would say I have as many reasons not to meet as just about anyone. I'm a husband and father of four kids, and spending time with them and leading them is a priority. I'm also currently a shift worker, and this makes for a pretty messed up combination of tiredness and irregular availabilities. And in fact, I'm here today after night shift with no sleep. However, it's usually because I'm being slack that it doesn't work out and I miss meeting with other Christians. I let other things become more important, not truly because of tiredness or time constraints. I'm pretty regular with my attendance at church on Sundays, even if getting to church on time is a struggle. But being late is never an excuse for not being at church. It's usually my Bible study or prayer group which I tend to miss. However, it's worth the effort when I attend, whether it be hearing what God has to say being part of a discussion, hearing what's going on for other people, or getting to know my fellow Christians better. There's also other distractions that many of us face, whether it be our favourite TV shows or sporting events. And I haven't lost any sleep over missing one of my favourite TV shows. I also like my footy. And growing up, State of Origin was one of the events, something that was never to be missed. And this was something that was followed well into my adulthood. Then came the first occasion when State of Origin was on my Bible study night. I had to make the decision to miss what growing up would have been most important. Making the decision to make meeting together more important, make God more important, was making fellowship the habit. And what I have found is the more I make time to meet up, the more that I give to God, the easier that it becomes to miss TV shows or the footy, probably because they were never really that important in the first place. More importantly, meeting with other Christians provides the opportunity to know how to best love others, what to pray for, knowing their needs and how to help them out, how to best love and encourage others. True Christian fellowship, fellowship that heeds our call to spur one another on towards love and good deeds and encourage one another, needs to be outwardly focused. We can't seek fellowship solely to have our own needs met. Fellowship must be focused on serving others. If we approach disappointments and conflict in love and respect, seeking to uplift each other rather than to win personal points, we will all grow and be more fulfilled. As a new Christian, I approach church with a need to know God and understand His grace. But as we mature, we need to make the transition from purely seeking to meet our own needs to seeking to meet the needs of others. This is the heart of true Christian fellowship, seeking to spur one another on and to encourage each other. We need to be meeting regularly as Christians. If I can read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 to 11, I have to get some idea of this. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We don't do this alone. We should be encouraging one another because of Christ's sacrifice for us. So have a look around. Are you committed to meeting with others each week to spur them on and encourage them? What is it that keeps from you from being here every week and meeting up with people?